Welcome. It's Inside Agriculture for this Wednesday morning, April 21st. I'm Mick Kerr, filling in for Eric Johnson one more day. Got a renewable diesel plant coming up in Nebraska. Cargill and Love's family of companies announced they've entered into a joint venture to produce and market renewable diesel domestically in the U.S. Companies will construct a new production plant in Hastings, Nebraska, make about 80 million gallons annually of renewable diesel. Renewable diesel, different than biodiesel, it can be made from natural fats, vegetable oils, and greases. A growing number of companies, including oil refiners, have announced investments in renewable diesel. Companies can earn credits from producing the fuel through state and federal clean fuel incentive programs. We told you yesterday about the shakeup at the top of Canada's Nutrien. Investors expect the new chief of Canada's Nutrien Limited to swing deals as part of a more aggressive growth strategy. Nutrien is the world's biggest fertilizer producer by capacity and surprised shareholders Sunday by promoting its chairman, Mayo Schmidt, to CEO, replacing Chuck Magro, who had led the company since it formed from Agrium's 2018 merger with Potash Corporation. Schmidt was raised on a Kansas farm, best known for leading the Saskatchewan Wheat Pool Grain Cooperative's acquisition of competitor Agricor back in 2007, creating Viterra, one of Canada's biggest grain handlers. Michael Underhill, Chief Investment Officer at Capital Innovations, which owns Nutrien shares, says acceleration of mergers and acquisitions is a natural progression as we enter the next commodity supercycle. We're also entering a cold phase here. We're in the middle of a cold phase, actually. What crops are at risk with looming sub-freezing temperatures?
Severe cold weather this week could pose a threat to some crops.
First, really on anybody's mind, if you're a winter wheat producer, that is a concern for the jointing to heading winter wheat.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes some winter wheat heading as far north as Missouri and Illinois.
At that stage, the crop highly vulnerable to sub-freezing temperatures. So when we're talking mid-20s to low 30s, that does pose a threat to the winter wheat crop from the central and southern plains into the lower Midwest.
Other than emerged summer crops,
you have to be concerned with any nursery, ornamental, and specialty crops that may be vulnerable to a late season freeze, especially since we had a very warm March and some warm days in early April that pushed development of those type of crops along.
He also expresses concern for fruit trees.
A lot of things have been blooming out across the plains, the Midwest, and even into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more.